Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. This is Keith over at Pensacola Business Radio. Fantastic October day. The weather's cooling down. I've got some really good guests in our studio today. Let's just let's go around the horn here. I've got I almost called you Jake from State Farm. I've got Brad Phelps from State Farm. Good morning.
Good morning, Keith. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming in. And I've got Barb Wagner from doTERRA.
Very good. Okay, that was correct.
Yeah, I didn't want to mess it up.
Good morning.
Essential oils. And then we have both Melody and Julian Pittman.
Good morning.
Yeah, you go ahead and lean in there.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for driving all the way from Destin.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into our guests and what they do. So, Brad, talk to us about your world, because it's...
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. We're happy to be here first off. So, again, thanks for the invite. I'm a State Farm agent located at the corner of 13th Avenue and Cervantes Street. So we're happy to just occupy our brand new building there. We just finished construction. And, you know, really, most folks are familiar with the brand State Farm. So
sure.
I'm a local agent. We've got a team of six, fantastic team, and just really enjoy being part of the community and helping folks out. And probably one thing we can get into more, we're a little unique in that we are true one-stop shop. So
yeah.
Whether it's insurance, financial services, banking, retirement, we've got a specialist for everyone. So,
okay. So wait a second. I thought State Farm just did car insurance and house insurance and wore khakis.
Right. Yeah. So, and, you know, I'm glad we're on radio so people can't see my khakis this morning. But, you know, that really is a common thing and kind of a hurdle for us, that our brand has been associated with being, you know, car insurance, property mm-hmm. insurance. And certainly we feel world class at that. And so a lot of our national ads don't highlight the banking retirement, but, that's a little bit of my background or a lot of my background. And, we spend a lot of time helping folks with mortgages, retirement planning, life insurance and other financial products as well.
Very neat. Very neat. Yeah. So I know insurance is hugely competitive.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you see happen in the industry that's going to keep you ahead of the game?
Yeah. So, great question. You know, I'm assuming even as we drove here today, you probably heard three commercials about switching to someone else and saving money. It
right.
really is truly a competitive business. You know, the biggest thing I see is the messaging is all about price. And while everyone does want a good price and a competitive price and a good value, there really is some complicated elements to insurance and financial planning that it really boils down to overall value. What's the advice I get? What's the service? What's
right.
the coverage? So unfortunately, what we see very often is folks that haven't had the benefit of having an agent. Maybe they called somewhere and said, yeah, give me the cheapest thing you got. And then when we start looking at their coverage and bringing things to light, they don't realize that maybe they don't have what they need.
Oh, so you mean I can't do it all on the internet?
Well, you can do a lot. but yeah, it's we always say, insurance isn't really, you know, rocket science, but it is complex. There's a lot
sure.
of different moving parts. So I think that's where having a good agent boils, you know, comes into the equation. And then one last thing I'd say, you know, we do have a well-recognized brand, and some folks think of us as the place where you go if you want an agent.
Right.
A really growing strength of ours is our online, our mobile, our 24/7 capability as well. So if you're a person that wants all that, you can still be with State Farm and manage your policies that way.
Yeah. So tell me more about the financial services and banking, because I had no idea that you guys did all that.
Yeah. It doesn't come across very often in our national ads.
Right.
Primarily because not every agent chooses to participate in maybe the retirement planning or banking. So if they put out a national ad and you went to your agent and he or she didn't, that might be a little awkward. But to answer your question, we have... I think the 76th largest bank in the country now.
Really?
And we do a full line of banking products. My office really focuses a lot on mortgages, and probably our most competitive element there is our low fees and cost. Retirement planning, again, I was sharing with Barb beforehand. My background is in financial planning with a traditional broker, and where State Farm has done is create a model that really puts me at an advantage in terms of cost and fees and charges.
Right.
So you still get a relationship. You still get solid products. You just don't pay quite as much as you might somewhere else. And then the final thing I would say about financial services, we've been a life insurance company for around 70 years, but last year we actually became the number one life insurer in America for policies in force. So we got a great capabilities there as well. So
Wow. That
kind of rounds out the entirety of the financial services we do.
Yeah. So, on top of that, I know you got a brand new building.
Yeah.
That I've seen. And that's actually what made me stand out. And that's what, because I drive up and down Cervantes all day long. So I thought, well, that's cool. I mean, you guys are right there in the middle of the community, which I know is great.
Yeah.
It stops us from calling you at 4 a.m. But I mean, how did that happen? Because it was just an empty piece of land a while ago, right?
Yeah, it was. And first off, you can call at 4 a.m. If you call at 4 a.m., you'll get a
you'll
live
get Jake.
Jake is on standby. We're very fortunate. I mentioned my team earlier. We've got 60, 70 years combined experience, and our office is set up really for specialty. Mm-hmm. So you can't be great at all the things, but if I have one or two people good at this and one or two people good at that, what that's led to is some growth for us, which is exciting. And so we were able to just complete construction on the new building. It's if there's any customers listening, they're probably smiling because the parking is much better than it used to be. It was a challenge.
You got some
in the
room
past.
There now, huh?
Yeah, and just allows us to serve the community a little better. But I would tell you the response from the community, just as you mentioned, has been fantastic, and we're just excited to be part of the kind of the East Hill community that's really, its own little community there. So,
yeah. Well, and I lived in that neighborhood for many years before I moved back over to the Breeze, as they call it. But man, what it's cool. You're right. Cool little neighborhood, great community. I mean, you're getting tons of exposure.
Yeah.
If people want to get in touch with you or contact or find out about your services, where do we send them to?
Yeah. So, you can go to our website, which is, just bradphelpsinsurance.com. So my name all spelled out with the word insurance. You can look us up on Facebook. I think facebook.com/Cervantes agent. So, you can do that or just give us a ring. Our phone number is, 433-4678. Again, we're there 8 a.m. to around 5 most days, but we do have a 24-hour service. So you want to call us Sunday at 7, you can get a live person, and they can help you with a policy, a claim, whatever you need.
Great, great. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and joining us today talking about what you do and all that goodness
in
the community. So thanks, hang out for a little while?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So our next lovely guest today is Barb Wagner from, and I'm going to say it again, doTERRA.
Very good.
So is it essential oils? Is it wellness advocate? What comes next after
all
doTERRA?
All of the above. Well, the company is doTERRA Essential Oils, and doTERRA comes from the Latin for gift of the earth. So you think do like donate and terra for earth. And all of our products are indeed from gifts of the earth. And that's what we specialize in. In addition to essential oils, we have a full line of wellness supplements. We have hair care, skin care, you name it, we have it. And it's interesting to some people that our supplements are actually our number one best-selling product over all of the oils. But we do have a lot. I think we're up to around 45 single oils and I think around 25 blended oils where the scientists have put together multiples, sometimes 5 to 12 different oils together to achieve a really targeted goal.
Right. So, when you walked in this morning, you were smelling delicious, and because I know you were carrying them with you. So,
and
you gave me an orange sample, right? Which smells awesome.
Yes.
So, for those that may not really understand what this does for you or what it can help you with, tell them.
Okay.
I know we talked a little bit about it.
That person too. When my friend was kind enough to tell me about the oils, I had never heard the word essential oil put together in the same sentence. So I was completely in the dark. And a lot of people don't know that these are actually going to be the naturally occurring volatile compounds found in plants. And I actually had the grandma that grew all the plants and could make the mustard plasters and the poultices, and she would bring the things in and grind them all up. And that's what people have been doing really since the Garden of Eden, I like to say. It's been going back for centuries. And for me, it's very nice that people like doTERRA and their scientists have prepackaged these things ready to use so that I don't have to have all the knowledge my grandmother had. But these are actually what the plants use to protect them against environmental threats. And then we have people who have figured out how they can distill the essential oil from the plant. And depending on the plant, it could be housed in the seeds, the barks, the stems, the roots. It just depends on the plant. And then when we get the essential oils, I like to tell people, a lot of times folks will say, well, what's a good referral for you? And I say, well, basically any body or anything whose body is made up of cells, because these do go in and work at a cellular level. And we use them for food preparation. Many of our oils are safe to use internally, and I cook with them. I drink them in my water. I consume oils every day.
Yeah.
We also use them, as I mentioned, in our beauty treatments, and then most importantly for healthcare. And many people are out there. We've seen a surge in recent years where people are once again looking for a natural alternative to self-care wellness. And that's where doTERRA comes in.
And I know, so we talked a little bit because my youngest, when she was doing her standard testing stuff at school, the teachers had encouraged them to chew on peppermint or spearmint mm-hmm. gum or suck on those horrible little red and white peppermint. I can't stand them, but my kids love them. But because it was helping them be more alert and
exactly.
focus on studying. So it's as simple as that. And you've got, I mean, tell us what does what. I'm really curious because all I've seen is the peppermint.
It is as simple as that, yet my whole job, if you want to call it a job, what I do is I teach classes. Because while this is not rocket science, there is some education that comes into knowing which oil does what, which should I use for this type of thing, how do I use them. For example, some people don't realize that some of the oils, their chemical constituency is such that they are very hot oils if you were to use them on your skin. So one needs a little bit of training, and we have an easy-to-read chart that spells out that, for example, thyme is a hot oil, cassia, cinnamon, those are hot oils that need to be diluted with a carrier oil before you use them topically. And so you need to know which ones you use internally, which ones you use
right.
topically, which ones you use aromatically. When you were mentioning the peppermint, there are a lot of teachers now that run diffusers in the classrooms, and they will run things like our On Guard, which is marvelous for cleansing the air and killing germs and that type of thing. And you just run that every day. But then when the students are taking tests, you can diffuse the peppermint oil. I travel a lot. Sometimes I fly, sometimes I drive. And when I'm driving, it's always by myself, and you get that point where you're getting a little bit sleepy. I actually have a car diffuser, and I'll diffuse peppermint. But you would love this. I'll give you one before I leave. We have what's called a peppermint beadlet.
Mm-hmm.
I love the word beadlet. And a peppermint beadlet looks like a little ball of tapioca kind of thing.
Right.
And it has one drop of our doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade peppermint. And you put it in your mouth and you bite it. And it doesn't take, I would say 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I always often tell my hostesses when I'm teaching classes, my gift to them is to watch their friend's reaction when the beadlet pops.
Right.
Because this is not candy. This is pure peppermint
right.
oil. And it opens up your,
yeah, as you
your
say,
sinuses
you're just all of a sudden you're
and
you're
alert. Exactly. And when I take a beadlet, I'm good for about another 200 miles that it just awakens me. I can also pass one to my husband during church if he's getting the nods. But you definitely,
well
it's
done.
Like you said, you don't sneak using an oil because they are very aromatic. And when I'm wearing my oils, which I always am, I have a diffuser necklace on. I wear oils as my perfume, because I don't put anything toxic on my body. My skin's my largest organ. But you really can't sneak using one. If you put one on, people around you know
yeah,
you just
they're
did
gonna
that.
Know. So, well, and you said ingest too. So what are the, because I just thought this was, you either rub it on you or you smell it. So what are the ingest
saying,
ones?
This is unique to doTERRA, and it's because our oils are certified pure therapeutic grade. They go through a rigorous standard of testing, which is also why doctors and hospitals around the world now are beginning to utilize the use of doTERRA essential oils even in their practices. So you do have to be very careful. And I always tell folks at a class, what I'm telling you today is about doTERRA. Don't take what I'm saying and go buy a $3 bottle of oil off a shelf somewhere and assume you can do the same thing.
Right.
And I would say that there's pretty much almost all of the oils, except it seems like the ones that come from trees. The trees are typically ones we are not able to use internally, things like cypress and firs and things like that. But it's super simple. When you have one of our bottles in your hands, you roll it just beyond where it says mm-hmm. the name, and there will be a label that says supplement facts. Any of the ones that say supplement facts are safe to use internally, so it's very easy to know which ones you can and which ones you cannot
right.
use. And and a lot of times things like massage oils, just by design, they are made to use topically. So it would not make sense to ingest them. But I use them all the time. I drink them, my dog. I use them on pets. My dog has favorites.
And you notice a difference, huh?
Oh, yes. My dog actually will come to me wanting some oils. If he could say lavender. But he has found lavender calms him very much when there's thunderstorms.
Yeah.
And in fact, the dog whisperer, you can go on YouTube and type in dog whisperer and doTERRA, and he's using our doTERRA lavender to calm a dog. But my dog, literally, he will come over. I haven't even heard the thunder, and he's sitting beside my oil box. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you want? And I pet him, and then I will finally hear the thunder, and I'm like, oh, you need your oil. And he loves the Digest Zen for his stomach issues. And I have friends that use them on horses. And one lady in Kentucky uses them on all her farm animals. The sheep, when they're lambing, all of them are used.
Yeah.
She brought back a champion rooster who one day just couldn't even get up. And I mean, he's this gorgeous rooster, and she was using frankincense on him. We have a saying, when in doubt, get the frankincense out, because it does everything. But she does her llamas and her chickens, her goats. She uses them on everyone. And many, many horse people who are big in horses are loving the doTERRA essential oils, both for the calming standpoint, but also the therapeutic side.
So I have a cat that has some serious issues. Anytime there is a cup out, lid or no lid, and there's whether there's something in it or not, the cat walks up and has to knock it over.
Knock it over.
And it is literally funny. Like, you set the cup down, and 2-3 seconds later, Max is his name. It is on it. He's knocking it over. So
I love it.
Find me a flavor that can chill him out from doing that.
That's
because
so funny.
We have soaked every cord for all of our charging things, important documents,
yes.
You know, things that are just up on the counters and on the tables. But you don't want to be mad at him because he's a great cat, but he needs
help. Okay, we're going to look into that. I will look into that and get you some samples. But I mean, even with like cats, my daughter is getting ready to make she's coming from Europe back to Pensacola, and she's flying with her two cats in cargo. And she will have lavender in their little cargo
just
things on like a cotton ball, and it'll relax them. And then you don't want to use harmful things even on your pets. I mean, they're like our children, and you don't want things that have a bunch of side effects and, you know, dope them out and mess them up.
So what's something like this cost? I mean, how does how do you package this stuff for somebody that wants to take it home and use it?
The oils in particular, we have 5-milliliter size for some oils and 15-milliliter size. The 5-mil will have 83 drops in them. The 15-mil will have 250 drops in them. It ranges from, I think our cheapest blend is Terra Shield, which is our insect repellent, which is marvelous. And I think it's $9.50. And I'm quoting wholesale prices because I don't have any retail customers. Everybody just gets a wholesale membership. It's a lot easier, and you get 25% off. So that one's $9.50 for 250 drops. Our most expensive is called Melissa. It's $115 for 5 milliliters. And the price range is based on scarcity and the amount of plant matter you have to get an oil out. For example, you need 12,000 rose blossoms for a 5-milliliter bottle of rose oil. Where like peppermint's more abundant, I think it's a ton for a 15-mil ton of peppermint leaves. So it really is scarcity. Melissa is one that is only harvested 2 weeks out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So very hard to come by, where certain things like lemon or peppermint, we can grow all year long.
Right.
And we do travel around the world. We source our oils. We work in cooperative with growers around the world.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. So this stuff, a lot in the U.S. as well?
We have a few of our oils we get from the U.S. The founders at doTERRA, one of the things that separates us and is part of our certified pure therapeutic grade requirement is we do source our plant matter where it grows indigenous. We find the altitude, the climate, the soil condition, everything is ideal for that plant to flourish. We were talking earlier, a lot of us are from the Midwest.
Sure.
And things that grow like weeds down here, we would have to baby in greenhouses back home.
Yeah.
And it's the same with these plants. And so we do go to where they grow native. And some of the things, like I said, are very abundant. I mean, we go to Italy for our lemons. We go to Bulgaria for rose. We go to Haiti for vetiver. And the other thing I love about doTERRA is that I think it's 19 or 22, I think it's actually 22 now, of the countries from where we harvest are considered developing nations. And when people get an agreement with us, it's life-changing for those villages and sometimes for tribes and for communities. And Haiti is one of those. And we go in and we put in freshwater wells in these places, and we put in closed in septic, and we do clinics and orphanages and schools and whatever is needed. When we developed an agreement with the growers, I guess they would, I think they had to meet with tribal councils for our frankincense. We used to get it just Oman, and now we also get it from Somalia. And they had to go and meet, and it was very dangerous conditions for them to even go there. And I love that one of our founders was saying they want to make Somalia known for frankincense rather than for piracy.
Yeah, sure.
But their situation is so dire there that we don't pay them in money. We pay them in food and supplies because they have no place to spend money. It would be nothing.
Right.
So doTERRA is very philanthropic. And when we go to these places, we go to change lives.
Yeah, it sounds like a very conscious company.
They are. And it's one of the things I love about working with doTERRA. And we have donations that go in with our orders, if you choose to, every month. It goes to a Healing Hands Foundation that continues this kind of work. And I love it.
Very neat. So if somebody wants to figure out and learn how to use this stuff, I mean, other than calling Barb, is it pretty common knowledge, or does doTERRA separate themselves in some way?
We do want them to call and work with one of us. One of the things I love, as opposed to just going and buying something off a shelf, is when you get doTERRA, you get me or, you know, whomever you're choosing to work with. And I always tell people I offer as much or as little support as they want. I'm not going to bother people, but because there does need to be a little bit of training, we teach classes. I have one tonight at the Tryon Library. I have a couple every month that just regularly happen like clockwork. Or I just come and sit down like this around a dining room table with someone, or meet somebody at Panera one-on-one. And then once people get their oils, I like to do what we call a wellness consult and follow up with them to make sure. I don't want anybody to buy oils and then let them sit there and collect dust. That's tragic.
Sure.
You have to get there, and we call it taking caps off bottles. Take the caps off the bottles and learn what your Melaleuca will do, learn what your lavender will do, learn what your peppermint or your vetiver will do, because I want people using them. In my household, they are our first choice.
Yeah.
And we don't have to turn to, you know, over-the-counter or prescription things. We just use oils.
Well, and you learn really quick, too. I mean, from two sniffs of the orange I had, I was already, you know, eyes were wide open, and we were moving. So.
Right. And there's wonderful resources out there. doTERRA has a lot of videos that are available that a person can just go onto a website and get a lot of training. And then there's good books. There's many, many books out there now, and there's some that I recommend to people that help them. And we go over that in a class and get people using them. And it's simple, though. I mean, there are little children. I don't have little ones anymore, but people have special roller balls. You can make up a roller ball with a blend that your child needs. And I have seen 2 and 3 year olds grab their little roller ball in the morning and roll it on the bottoms of their feet. And they know exactly what to do with their oils. Or they come up to their mommy when they've fallen down, and they know that they need some lavender, or they know they need some Melaleuca. And they're growing up with these natural choices. And it's wonderful to watch.
Sure. Well, talk about brain stimulating too.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to get some information from you, or wants to find Barb Wagner, doTERRA, how do they do that?
You're actually very close to that, actually. My website is mydoterra, and that's mydoterra.com, and then the slash, the one that's above the question mark. I think that's forward. And then my name, Barb Wagner. Or they can email me. It's very simple, and my email is getbarbsoils@gmail.com.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's catchy.
Yeah, kind of obvious. Get Barb's oils. Very simple. I'm a simple person. That's why doTERRA works well with me.
Go for it.
And they can always call me, too. My cell number is 850-376-8417.
Okay. And then we'll also have all of these links on our webpage as well. So, because I was going to say your Twitter handle, but we know it's way longer
it's
than it needs to
one,
be.
It's a crazy one, yes.
So, again, and Jake from State Farmer,
or Brad.
Brad, all, you know, everybody's links are going to be on our site too. So when this post goes up for it, and it's got the show plan behind it, everybody can locate you from all that stuff too.
And they don't have to be local. I have people, I think it's in 40 states and 4 countries now. With the technology the way it is, I teach classes virtually for people.
Yeah.
So with Skype or something, you put my head in the room and you have some things to pass around, and I'll teach your class. So you don't have to feel like, oh, I wish she were in my town. I can be there. So thank
All right.
you.
Well, thanks for coming in today and enlightening us and making my office smell awesome. But you're going to leave, and it's going to smell really good all the way down the hall. So hang out for a little while with us.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. So moving into our next guest, it says Dr. Julian and Melody Pittman. So are you both doctors of... okay. So Julian is, and you're working on it. So tell us, how do you... A doctor of...
Toxicology.
Really?
Awesome. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. I didn't know if they did like doctors of magic or whatever. So
They do not.
But they should, right? But they should.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You guys are Pittman Magic, Grand Stage Illusions, juggling, comedy. Yeah.
Yes,
so how does that start?
Well, we are a husband and wife team of performers, which
is a little rare because a lot of times a magician will hire an assistant. And
sure.
It could be whoever they find to work with. But we're husband and wife, and so that's magic in itself.
well said.
We do know that magic and comedy are traditionally paired, but the juggling element is something that makes our show unique, and Julian can tell you a little bit about that because that's his expertise.
And I'm actually juggling right now.
Yes.
Yes. That's what they can't see, are the 32 ping pong balls that are flying all
flying.
Over this office.
Flying through the air.
Yes. Well, we're working on getting video in here, so next time you come back, you are actually going to have to perform that one.
I'm in trouble.
32.
Yeah.
He does juggle the ping pong balls, though.
Well, and so you guys are from Destin, but I ran into you, I think it was gallery night down at the Rex Theater.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing stuff here locally in Pensacola.
We are.
Right?
But we have magic, we'll travel. That's like Barb said a few minutes ago, we pretty much go anywhere that a client is interested in having us. So yes, we're local, but, we don't have to be necessarily.
Right.
So
what kind of performances are we doing? Are we talking birthday parties or are we talking like making buildings and cool stuff disappear? Cause I'm waiting for it.
I
mean, we need some David Copperfield stuff going on.
That's what you're going to get. Most of what we do is large stage shows, which feature the big grand stage illusions, mm-hmm. like you mentioned. Those are the big boxes that he puts me inside and puts the swords or the blades or splits in half or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we do smaller stage shows sometimes. If we do a smaller show, we usually include at least one stage illusion. But truly, there's not really a norm of a show.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we have so many different illusions, we kind of rotate things out
sure.
and change it up. So if you've seen us once, you have not seen us twice.
That's good to know.
Come
yeah.
back again. If you've seen the Pittman Magic Show, come again because you may see something different. And then we rotate, like I said, our tricks and everything. And it kind of depends on the client need. Is there a theme of the show? Is it for a certain cause or
right.
a venue that limits what we bring or, you know, is conducive to bringing anything?
Sure.
Then, you know, sky's the limit.
Yeah, you don't want to bring fake bloody swords to little kids hanging
right.
out, right?
Right.
Yeah. So did this just start as a hobby for you guys and you made it into what it is now? Or
it did. I actually started doing this when I was 8 years old. And,
yeah.
Very cool. I grew up in Williamsburg, Virginia, so by Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
And I saw performers there and that was kind of the inspiration for getting into this.
Very neat. So I was, you know, the little magic stores they had.
Yes.
I can't even remember their names, but they were few and far between, but they had them and there was somebody in there could always work the rings or whatever. And I remember being a kid and it was looked so cool in the store and I'd get home and totally not be able to figure it out. So, you know, I only got so far, but, growing up, you got kids hanging out with you on the playground and you're like, you know, showing them what's up and you just realize you're good at this, huh?
I did, and sort of the geeky thing, I performed for my own birthday parties.
Yeah.
Love
good
it.
For you, man. Hey,
which is a little
awesome.
Odd.
Selfish self-promotion is
right.
perfect.
That's
come
awesome.
To my party. I'm going to do a show.
Yeah. Hey, look, if you're not going to do it, nobody else will. You know, that's what I always say. So what do you guys think has been your most memorable performance so far?
Well, we were just talking about this last night. We do a lot of shows for military clientele.
Sure.
And that to us is very rewarding. These are people who have risked their lives for our country,
yep.
been away from their friends, their family members, miss out on holidays and such. And so even if it's, you know, the enlisted or the retirees, those to us are the most mm-hmm. Rewarding performances. So.
Yeah.
Julian was mentioning.
I was going to say, Julian, you got any? You have any to add?
Yeah, we've done a few shows for the Boys and Girls Club, particularly the Emerald Coast, and you know, to help those kids out and to put a smile on their face, even for you know a few hours, in the
yeah,
day is really rewarding. So.
Very cool. Well, and I know you guys have gotten a couple awards and honors and stuff. So why don't you to tell us about those? So
okay.
People need to know that you guys are straight up legit. You know what I mean? When I saw you guys, I was like, dude, it's not just some dude juggling. I mean, these people, you know, you guys were kicking it. So, I mean, you had a full on show going on
mm-hmm.
that night.
Yeah. You mentioned legit and I have to jump in here and tell you a funny story really quick. We actually had a performance in Williamsburg in Virginia at a wine festival and They were taking part in the libations. So you can imagine the volunteers that came up for Sawing in Half were very happy to be on stage and very happy to participate in the show, which usually anyone is very excited if they get called up.
Unless you're going to cut us in half.
Right. And sometimes they're a little scared because they think it's them. But this couple, while I, of course, was inside the box, they were yelling, "This is legit! And are you okay in there? Blood!" So we get the humor also, whether it be from the audience or from our interactions.
Right.
But it's always interesting. The show kind of speaks for itself sometimes through our interactions on stage and sometimes through our audience. Kind of nice.
Oh, very good. So what
back to the award.
Yeah, because Julian's got to lean in.
Yeah, I have to lean in. So
actually he has to stop juggling for a second. That's right. I remember you're still juggling.
Yeah. So I competed in international juggling competitions for a number of years, particularly around the early 90s, and I won a silver medal. So
okay.
That's awesome.
So how many did you have to juggle to win that?
It's not so many the amount.
It was chainsaws, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's mainly the quality of the show. So
sure.
It's kind of like figure skating. The best way to describe it is how it's judged. I can juggle 9 rings, 7 balls, 5 clubs.
I can't do 2, man. So you are way ahead of me.
Yeah, I juggle ping pong balls in my
mouth. Well, I know. We just saw 28 of them. I mean, you know.
In his mouth.
In my mouth.
Cool, man.
Why I do that, I don't know. But,
but I can.
Well, Brad thinks you might need insurance just in case. I mean, it's not every day, you know.
That's awesome.
Tell us what a typical show is like for you guys.
Okay, well, if you come to one of our shows, you're probably going to see some world-class juggling by yours truly, Julian. You will definitely see a healthy banter of comedic acts. Most of the people say, "Oh, you're the lovely assistant. You're so cute," whatever. But actually, I have taken on the magic as well. I grew up dancing, so my awards kind of lie in the dance arena. I have 2 degrees in performing arts and musical theater. And it works on stage because I have the performance background too, even though he's kind of taught me the ropes of magic. But and I don't juggle. I won't go there. I'll say
I'll leave that to Julian. Yes. Apparently he's got the hang of it.
We have a healthy banter of who is the magician. So at some points I do take over the show and I was like, everybody wants to know who's the magician. Sometimes it's me. Mm. But you might get to see either one of us perform some magic. Obviously, I do assist with the grand stage illusion.
Sure.
So I get in the boxes and the chainsaws go through me and all that.
My goodness.
And occasionally I get stuffed in a box.
Yeah. If I take over.
Sounds to me like that's your enthused.
Yes, I'm trying to contain my enthusiasm.
So do you guys perform just the Pittman Magic Group or do you, have you guys toured or done shows with other, are there others of you out there locally that you guys perform with?
We are I couldn't say solo act because we are a team, but we're a pair. And Pittman Magic Comedy and Juggling is, we are what you get.
Yeah.
You see what you get.
Hey, that's awesome.
But yeah, we have quite a few illusions that we work with. Julian was going to talk to you about one in particular that he really likes to perform.
Man, she is just putting you right on the spot.
She
does she not realize how hard it is to juggle 28 ping pong balls? Stop and talk.
I don't.
There's actually an illusion that we do that David Copperfield also performs where we take a small 12-inch square box. I unfold it. It's called origami, hence the name. She gets inside of the box. After I unfold it, I fold the box down again to this 12-inch cube, and then I place swords through the front and back of this box, side to side, and top to bottom. And she's still in there.
Yeah.
So, where did I go?
Where is she?
Yeah, very cool. So we've got a big lobby downstairs. We could probably try that one when we're done with the show if we wanted to. How does somebody go about booking you guys or getting you lined up? And, you know, do you have any free time between now? Or are you guys booked out or what?
We're pretty much available for all occasions. Some examples of shows that we've done, corporate gigs, big event fundraisers, fairs, festivals, weddings, dinner theaters, We've done a lot of private parties, obviously. Anybody can book us, and our clients range from large to small. Just depends on what, who's thinking of magic. And we usually stay pretty booked a couple months out in advance, but it's always a good idea to contact us early if you're thinking about having us. Website, pittmanmagic.com, P-I-T-T-M-A-N, magic, M-A-G-I-C.com. And we are on Facebook. And then if you email us, it's pittmanmagic@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call, 850-217-0542.
And we've decided you need Twitter after this too, right?
So I guess
just
we do.
Give you one more form of connection going out there. So are you guys hanging around Pensacola today? Are you all heading back to Destin or...
We are going to hang out a little bit in Pensacola because we're going to find out where we have a show here on Saturday.
I was going to say, you guys are coming back in town,
We are. And then actually this afternoon, we have a show in Panama City Beach. So we'll be doing some traveling today as well.
Yeah. So and then you said you guys have done Virginia, obviously. Where else? Are you guys the all entire Southeast region? I mean, are we?
Yes.
Yeah. So anywhere you can get to, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the farthest is Canada.
Have you performed in Canada?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right. Well, now you guys are out over the web, so you're worldwide today.
Worldwide.
So you just completely expanded your reach here. So I want to thank you guys for coming in today, and this has been awesome.
Thank
and you can
thank you.
Thanks for not dropping your ping pong balls everywhere. I'm telling you, when we get video in here, you're really going to have to do it now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so and Brad and Barbara, obviously, thank you guys both for coming in and sharing what you guys do. And I'm excited. The room smells good. They're going
to
juggle when we're done.
Maybe he could juggle beadlets.
And you know, Brad brought all kinds of cool State Farm footballs and stuff that we get to throw down the hallway when we're done here. So, guys, this has been Pensacola Business Radio. You can find us at Pecola Radio X on our Facebook page at Pensacola Business Radio or on our website at pensacola.businessradio.com. Again, thank all of you for coming in. And Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.